Hi, I'm Mallika Chopra, the health ambassador for the Pepsi Refresh Project, and I am super excited to talk to Debbie Cantwell today, who is the founder of the Pink Daisy Project. And Pink Daisy is the recipient of a $25,000 grant from Pepsi Refresh. So Debbie, a huge congratulations.
Thank you so much. We're super excited.
Oh, good. And I have to say, I'm really touched by your project, which we'll talk about, because I think it really fulfills the human needs of people. So tell us about what you do.
Well, we basically help women all across the country with small things that they need while they're going through breast cancer treatment. And we specifically focus on younger women, because I was diagnosed at age 41. At the time, my kids were 3 and 4. And there were so many things that my family and friends helped me with, little things like helping cook meals and pick up my kids from school, and little things that cleaning my toilet for me, so that I could rest and I could focus on treatment and on my treatment and getting better. And I still worked at the time because my health insurance was covered through my job, so it was really a struggle. And I would get home from work and I was exhausted, and people came and took care of things to help me out. And I met a lot of women online that were young and they had small children and they didn't have the support system that I had, and I just felt so lucky that when I was done with treatment, I just wanted to help these women in some way.
Well, and so I think you call it kind of paying it forward, which I love.
I pay it forward, that's right. I told all the people who helped me, there's no way I can pay all of you back, and I felt so indebted to so many people, so I decided to pay it forward. Once I met these women, and I met them in person at conferences, and I meet a lot of people online, in chat rooms and breast cancer support forums. And once you hear their stories, I just realized there was no way I could ever turn my back on them or pretend they don't exist. And once you're through the same experience, it kind of bonds you. So I call all these girls my sisters, because I want to help them in the same way. If my sister going through this, I would be at her door. I would take her kids. I would bring her meals. I would go pick up her groceries. I would run errands for her. But since these women are all across the country, it's just not possible, but luckily with the internet, I can order things online and have them sent to their house. I send out cleaning services, restaurant gift cards, grocery gift cards. For a lot of women, these days, it takes two incomes to support a family, and a lot of the women are not feeling well enough to go to work full-time, I was lucky I was able to keep working, but a lot of women, it just knocks them out, and they're not able to fulfill all their roles that they used
yeah,
to.
Yeah, and you know, we were discussing also the reality of being a single parent, and I have two kids, and you had two kids, 3 and 4 years old, I believe you said, and so just the reality of, we all know as moms how crazy our lives can be, and
yeah.
Then just be going through a treatment and then the side effects and the emotional side effects. I think, again, what you're touching at is that real human need.
I remember when I was in treatment after my chemo appointments, I would come home and sleep, and my mother would come pick up the kids, and my husband would bring me dinner and cook, prepare everything. And at the same time I was going through that, I met a woman, and her name is Danica. And she was going through treatment at the same time, but she was a single mom, and her youngest was 8 months old. So she was fulfilling the role of a mother in ways that, you know, none of us could imagine, and feeling the worst. I always tell people, imagine having to go to work every day and come home and take care of your children when you have the flu. That's what it felt like, having the flu or a hangover. And imagine that being a regular part of your life and still having to take care of your children. It's a struggle.
Well, yeah, no, absolutely.
I
applaud you. Now, you talk about on your website Grandma Daisy. Can you tell us about her?
Yeah, my grandma was an awesome lady. She had breast cancer, actually, in her 40s, too. And this was probably 4 years ago now, and it recurred when she was in her 70s, and it came back everywhere, and it spread, and she passed away long before I ever had breast cancer myself, and we were always really super close, and then now that we're bonded by breast cancer, although she didn't know it, I just feel really connected to her, and I've always been really connected to her, but even more so now. Yeah. I wear what full-time every day, never take it off, a necklace that she passed down to me that was her mother's. And so she's just in my heart all the time, and I wanted to honor her in some way.
That's
so
fantastic.
This was a perfect opportunity.
Yeah. Now tell us, how are you going to use specifically the $25,000 from the Pepsi Refresh grant?
Well, because we're a nonprofit that runs completely on volunteers, all the money that we have goes right to the women. I'm using a little bit of the money to update my website, and I also have a full-time job. This is just something I do on the side. So I don't have as much time as I would like, but I have hired someone for a very small amount of $100 a month to help me with the website. But the rest of it all goes to the women. We're going to be helping about 25 families in a really big way. They're going to be getting house cleaning every 2 weeks and groceries in the amount of $250 a month and restaurant gift cards in the amount of $150 a month. And it's kind of broken up. Either they're going to get 1 to 3 months. So if they do it for 1 month, we can help 25 families. If they do it for 3 months, it goes down a little bit. But some women actually have said to me, don't worry about the house cleaning because my mom's here and she can clean, or my church friends clean for me, or maybe they say my mom cooks for me so I don't need the groceries, but I really could use the house cleaning. So it's not every family is going to be using all of the resources available to them, and that's what's so awesome is people are so thoughtful and caring of their other sisters that they want to make sure it is enough to go around for everybody. So people are only accepting what they need. Yeah.
That's great. And also, I'm sure other people would love to know, because it's, winning this grant is very competitive, and there's such incredible projects across the board. Any tips that you would give to others in terms of how you were able to rally the votes?
Well, it's funny. I've had a few emails from people that said, what was your strategy in winning?
Yeah.
And I honestly didn't have a strategy. I posted on Facebook, and I have quite a large network of friends. Mm-hmm. Most of them are breast cancer survivors, and more people who find out about us become my friend on Facebook, so I've got a large friend network. And there's some breast cancer support groups that I'm very active on. So I just posted them there, and especially I could see on Facebook, I would post every day or every other day. I hated to be a bother, but...
Yeah.
And then I would see them reposting it, and their friends reposting it, and it just grows exponentially. And
it's great. One of the things that we've seen, and it, again, is I think the authenticity of a project, and you are obviously very passionate about what you're doing, and also the reality of it touching many people and so them spreading it. So those are some of the things that we've seen across the board with the projects like yours that have won. So.
Well, anyone whose life has been touched by breast cancer, they pretty much do feel passionate about it, especially being diagnosed at a younger age. It's a shock, and it really does change your life. And I think the women who we've helped are our best spokesperson people. And the families who have been touched by breast cancer, they're just passionate about it. And a lot of the women who have beat breast cancer at a young age and are around to tell about it, they're even more passionate because they want to, good karma for hopefully being well and healthy, and we all just feel this overwhelming need to help each other.
Great. Well, again, congratulations, and please, we'll continue to be in touch as this whole process rolls out. And anything.
It's been amazing for us because we're such a small organization. I just do this in my spare time, and Pepsi has opened so many doors for us. It's just been an incredible ride.
Great, great. Well, that's excellent. And much admiration to what you're doing, and good luck.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I really do.